in this which is called tracing a thirst, an attempt, in fact, to trace exactly that trajectory of the poem to its source. Called it tracing a thirst, the poem, as it sluices a passage with each dry utterance, edges towards its own obfuscated source. No, not the world, the worlds, but perhaps its very postulate, what the winds would lap and the tongue ultimately muscle, breath like so many empty bubbles brought to that pleated lip.